Tomorrow we're going to meet at 12:45. Thank you, Ilan, for that. The Chaburas will meet at 7. We'll start with Shmona Prakim, and then we'll move on to Bikias. So yesterday, we had, after going through the Shak Levitaria again, and noting that probably the simplest reading of the Gemara would be Aliba Delishna Kama, we noted that the deck seems stacked against it. But the Rashba, in his presentation of the Sukkah, says the truth of the matter is that it would make sense in light of general halachic principles like Savik Brachos Lahakel, as well as the simple reading of this Gemara, that we should probably assume that Lishna Kama is dispositive. After all, it's a much bigger chiddush to say Kana V'chazar V'kana Sarech Levarech, but, you know, in deference to the Bali HaTosvos and the Rif, so he has it from all directions, I guess we'll paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Aliba Delish Nebasra. And again, the Bali HaTosos had their own wrinkle on that. It wasn't just Rabbi Yochan Aliba Delish Nebasra, that Kana Kelim Chadashim is also Kana Kelim Chashuvim. And we said that opens up a world of lamdas in terms of whether or not we could dissociate this from Simcha altogether. That's not a world that the Rashba himself was particularly inclined to entertain. So he said, and we noted this Mefurish yesterday, that as Rebaran, that if you go, Kana V'chazar V'kana Tzarech Levarech, what you're really saying is that somehow each additional kinyan
has like chashivas to it, adds simcha.
Adds simcha, not chashivas. You don't always stay away from chashivas, but adds simcha, right? Is okay. A source of hanoah and is a source of simcha in its own right. That's really what you'd be saying. But he says it's much harder to say that, so we should assume that the pashtus is like the Lishna Kama. So exactly where the Rashba held up, Daniel, is exactly where which Rishon picked up, as you mentioned yesterday. So the Rashba held himself back, but who did not? The
Rambam did not.
The Rambam did not. So despite the Hagos Maimonios trying to present the Rambam as if he's like, you know, synonymous to the Bali HaTosos, the Rambam isn't. The Rambam never said, Kana V'chazer V'kana Tzarech Levarech. He says, Ben Yeshlo, Ben Einlo. In other words, Rabbi Yochanan, Lishna Kam, Ravuna, according to the Lishna Basra. Now, what's particularly interesting about that, I think, is the explanation the Kesef Mishnah gives for that. David, remember, what was the Kesef Mishnah's explanation? He says, yeah, I'll tell you why the Rambam paskins like the Lishna Kama. David may have already snuck it onto the chat, knowing David. You know, sometimes he does that. Okay, go ahead. What was the Kesef Mishnah's Svara, Barinholtz?
He says that the Gemara only had a kasha on the Lishna Basra, and it didn't give such a good answer. So that means the Lishna Kama is the only thing that is like unaffected. So we should pass him like that.
And why wasn't the answer so good? Very well done.
I'm not really sure why. I didn't really get a koach to tira adif man.
Well, koach to tira adif means it's always a bigger chiddush to say over a kula, as opposed to a chumra, because anybody can be machmir. To be mekel, you really have to know things much, much better and be much more certain, right?
Okay.
Right, yeah. But in the world of Hilchos Brachos, to say that is a little complicated. Dafka, when Rav Huna slash... Yeah, so go ahead, sorry. Yeah, exactly. It sounds like they're being maybe a little cavalier by issuing a new bracha, right? That's the objections. He says the Rambam was moved by that, and that's why the Rambam paskins Aliba the Rabbi Yochanan Lishna Kama. Fine. Now, because it would seem like the preponderance of Rishonim, certainly the Rashba is on the record as such, it sounds like the Rambam is very much of this mentality as well. There's another Rishon that fully agreed with that worldview, but was able to say, "Kol the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kein the Raisa Tikkun." Go ahead, Ilan.
The Ravid.
Right, and in which context?
So he compared it to the fact that a Machzir Grushaso still has to go to war, I think.
Exactly, it's right. Right, and that din of being Naki Leveso is linked by the Psukim to what? For sure, right? So the whole idea of Chozrin Mimarache Melchama is tied explicitly by the Psukim to Kinin Shel Simcha. In fact, there, right, you know, in that entire series of Psukim, right, and what's one of the examples before we get to, you know, Naki Eleve Soshana Achas, Lo Yitze Batzavav Lo Yavar Lav L'Choldavar, but there's this middle category where we say, okay, Lo Yitze Batzavav, but we wouldn't say Lo Yavar Lav L'Choldavar. What's one of the categories? Yenison? Yeah, exactly right. So these are rabbinic applications of clear deraisa principles. So the Ravid has such an einfall, such an insight into this whole sugi. He says, wait, we can look in the Torah to figure out what the parameters should be. So machzer grushaso, right, the kinyan, where it's gufa, the same chafza, right, that you're bringing back, is not a source of simcha. So kana v'chaza v'kana, whatever you want to say about that is fine. But kana umachar v'shuv kana, dehainu machzer grushaso, is not going to be a cause for simcha, and there's going to be no basis for the shachianu. So the Ravid, the Rambam, the Rashba, they very much put this within the context of the general sugya of shachianu in terms of generating simcha. We started to note at the very end yesterday, this was David's pointed this out, that there is one, I think they would say today, you know, people who happen to disagree or people who, you know, who don't share the commonly held view, my understanding is that they're referred to as the haters, right? So somebody who bucks the trends, who disagrees, right? Non-conformist.
So, become hipsters.
Ooh, the hipsters. Okay. Not sure about that, Noam. I think you maybe need to freshen up on the cultural vernacular. Haven't heard that one. So Ezra's shaking his head also. Yeah, he's not. Sorry, no. So that's, of course, Rav Shri Ragon. So Yenison points it out. David had it yesterday. So Rav Shri Ragon, in a critical tosus in Masechta Sukkah, which deals with when exactly you make a shachianu bichlal, it's a little bit hard to figure out what the tzad hashava is, sometimes on mitzvos, sometimes in the context of new things, peiros, very hard to figure out when exactly are we mechayev shachianu, when are we not mechayev shachianu, every mitzvah becomes sort of like its own story. I wouldn't say it's about as amorphous as the al versus li question. We're going to come up to Psachim again, but, you know, nothing could be as amorphous as that. But, you know, there are a lot of different theories out there. So the Balei Tosfos take their stab at it in Masechta Sukkah. And in the context of that Tosfos, we come across a very shocking view. Okay. So with that introduction, Levi, do you mind doing the honors for us? This is the position of the Balei Tosfos, and Ben Hashar, we get the view of Rav Shri Ragon.
I'm scrolling down to the Tosfos and Sukkah, right?
Exactly.
Ha'osa Sukkah la'atzmo mevarech shehechiyanu. Sorry, Chuy, from time ta'am, my shna, the yesh mitzvos, shetokinu, the varech shehechianu, the yesh mitzvos, shlotokinu, asias, shlotokinu.
Right, so they want to take this opportunity to ask the fundamental question of what exactly is Shachianu all about, right? This is a good opportunity because it sounds like the Gemara is requiring a Shachianu on what we might assume, maybe it's somewhat naively, but we might assume is only a Hechsher mitzvah, right? Just not yeshiva sukkah, but actually constructing the sukkah. Okay.
Takinu.
Okay, so Levi, what do you make of that logic?
So, Shechianu seems to be subjectively based because he talks about what's kashya to the person.
Oh, well, no, so I think just a little misunderstanding. So what are the Baalei Tosfos assume? They're making a, I think, quite a reasonable inference, but Akiva, what are they suggesting? That because of halachic fact X, so then we can assume that the same is true for halachic fact Y.
Would you mind rephrasing that?
Yes. I wouldn't mind. Who has it? What's Tosa saying? Yenison, go ahead.
I think what Rebbe's trying to say is that since we have a bracha of Shechianu on another mitzvah, Zanias, so too we should have on another mitzvah as well.
Well, the Baalei Tosfos are trying to figure out why yes in some cases, why no in others. So the Gemara, no, go ahead.
Do you say there has to be like some personal aspect to it?
Well, that's an interesting theory. I don't think that would make sense in terms of tefillin. Not a trick question, guys. Ilan, what's Tosfos saying? Just what Tosfos is saying before pointing out that our Gemara is Mechayev Shachiyanu in terms of Asiyas HaSukkah. We find no such thing in the context of tefillin, right? We don't find any bracha on the construction of the tefillin. We talk about, right, lehaniach tefillin, al mitzvah tefillin, whole interesting discussion there. But there's no bracha on the production of the tefillin. They're saying whatever the reason that for that is, but, you know, yeah, masha, yeah, but what we can assume, Ephraim, based on that, is if that there's no chalos to actual production of the tefillin, then, for sure, Ephraim?
I was going to say something else.
Ilan?
If we're not going to be mechayev b'birchas ha-mitzvah, then there's definitely not going to be a shechianu.
Correct. That's all. Chashiv, Levi, chashiv is not talking about significance. No, it's just in terms of the bracha. That's all. There's just a basic misunderstanding of Tosfos. So again, my mevarich atvilon shal yad atvilon shal rosh yu lasos tvilon no mevarich delo chashiv lei chmochein yesh adaktik de shachiyanu nami lo mevarich midelo chashiv la. Right? If apparently Chazal didn't feel that the asiyas hatvilon itself was going to be mechayev bracha, so then for sure shachiyanu would not come. As opposed to here, ha'osa sukkal atzmo, where this Gemara is assuming that, in fact, there is some kind of a bracha associated with that. So, in fact, you can make the suggestion that a Shechianu would come. But a Shechianu, the Baalei Tosfos are assuming for now, has to do with something where there's a chalos to the construction of a particular chafza that will then be used in a mitzvah. Okay? So tzitzis and tefillin, for whatever reason, Noam Barinholtz was one step ahead. Noam was saying, maybe somehow, you know, there has to be like a personal, more personal element, but I was going to say, that's what I was saying to Noam, I didn't think that made any sense, because tzitzis and tefillin are intrinsically more personal than sukkah, right? Unless, you know, you're not letting Eitan into your sukkah, you know, which I don't
I
think...
I live in my sukkah.
What's that?
I live in my sukkah. I don't live in my tefillin.
You don't? I think they relate pretty directly to your guf.
True.
Because Lila loves a month filling in it? I don't know. I think that it's a harder argument to make. I think those are more mitzvos haguf. Obviously, differences between tefillin and tzitzis. But I'm inspired by your passion for your sukkah. It's interesting that we haven't seen more people during this whole scenario taking up residence in their sukkahs. You know, people could have socially distanced from their families if they needed to. Okay, so let's go a little bit further. V'chein
apidun abein mevarich shehachiyanu kito isa basof perik arve psochit v'idu amila de lo mevarich
or lo mevarich, right? Lo mevarich. It's a whole controversy as to why. Maybe you do an Eretz Yisrael, maybe because of Tzara di Yinuka, maybe because there's multiple people involved in the simcha, so it doesn't fit the tipus of shachianu, maybe more like a tov yametiv, because the mother's also excited, maybe because you haven't really finished anything yet, just the beginning, because it's just the knisa labris, three possible views in the Hagos Maimonios, but the simple evidence that is Mila does not get a shachianu, ve'ilu amila lo mevarech, milo chashiv, that's what I mentioned there. Rabbi Lazar de Mila, that's the...
Rabbi Lazar de Mila, Bahadei Brachos, Shal Mila, Bechein Akrios Megillah, Bevarach Shiach Yadim. Kide Isa Bereish Hakore Es HaMegillah.
Omei.
The Ilu Akrios Halel Lo Mevarech.
So, wait, Tosa says it's like an alphabet soup. It's all over the place. Halel, yes, right? Halel, no. Megillah, yes. Mila, no. Pinyon Haben, yes. Making your sukkah, yes. Pinyon Haben, yes. Lulav, production of Lulav and Tzitzis, no. It's an alphabet soup. So, like, what's going on here? Tosa says, interestingly...
Venira de mitzvah shigesh oleha simcha tokinu shachianu.
Wow. Okay. Very important data. So Tesvis and Sukkah wants to keep shachianu squarely within the realm of simcha, even when it comes to what? Even when it comes to mitzvos. That's the assumption. And now you're like sort of left scratching your head. Okay. You would think like, what's a mitzvah of simcha? Probably halal, right?
Yeah, probably.
Right? So it's a little strange, but that's what they're trying to say. They're saying, Apiyon HaBen, what a big simcha. Mila, eh.
Well,
building your sukkah, what a simcha.
Well, no.
Making your tefillin, making your tzitzis.
Sukkah and lulav makes a lot of sense, actually, because they're related to the chag.
What's that?
Sukkah and lulav makes a lot of sense because they're related to the chag.
Right.
So that's why they would be simple.
Okay. What about halal?
I don't know. So halal, I don't know.
Okay. It's a little hard to figure out. Again, you know, Pinyon HaBen versus Mila is not really, you know, such an easily understandable thing. But this is the theory of the Baalei HaTosos. More important than whether the theory can, like, fit every single case, is definitely the idea that they want to keep things within the realm of simcha, which is very fascinating. Okay?
Just like simcha.
Okay, so what's
now,
the...
So, Shvira Rav Shvira disagrees, but Tosos don't understand that, because how do you explain Pinyon HaBen?
Okay, so... seems like Rav Shvira Gaon's objection, at least on its face, is rather technical. The reason we should disregard these open Gemaras that are based on a, you know, Stam Mishnah, it's not like anybody's cholik on the Mishnah, Rav Shvira Gaon says, nah, it wasn't really B'shev Malchus, couldn't be, because it doesn't fit our understanding of Shachianu, where there's Zman Kavua, right?
Yeah, right.
So, Baalei HaTosos come back and they say, well, wait a second. Is that really true? Because according to our postulate, there's no Zman Kavua for... let's say Pidyon HaBen, it's whenever it happens, right? You count 29 days, 12 hours, 365 chalakim, and you're good to go. It doesn't have a Zman Kavua. It's not like Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur or Sukkot or Pesach, first days, Shavuos. Not like any of that. So, they feel like there's Akasha and Rav Shvira Gaon. But it's a little bit of a funny thing to ask Akasha of this sort, but it does tell you a lot about the Baalei HaTosos. we'll attack it in a moment with vigor. But before we attack it, let's try to understand why the Balei Tosfos felt they could ask such a kasha. There is a logic to the Balei Tosfos' kasha before we question it. But let's first understand what the Balei Tosfos were saying. Remember what Reb Chaim said. A Rishon can learn it. Every Rishon, you have to assume, knows how to learn, right? So the Balei Tosfos understood that they were talking about different brachos here, right? One was a Birchas HaMitzvah, one wasn't, so everybody can attack it from that point of view. But the Balei Tosfos were coming from a purist point of view. What do I mean, Levi, when I say they were coming from a purist point of view? They felt that all Shachianus...
All Shachianus completely have to do with Simcha.
Exactly. And once that's true, they said, you know, the distinctions between Birchas HaMitzvah and the type of brachos of Shevach, Vahodah, Perakaroa, really not as significant once you're talking about something where we already know what the Mechayev is. So they were purists in this regard. Tosfos and Sukkah. I'm not saying Tosfos and Brachos. Tosfos and Brachos and Tosfos and Sukkah reflect two very different views, possibly. But at least Tosfos and Sukkah reflects the view that we've seen endorsed by the Rashba, by the Ravid, we assume with good reason by the Rambam as well, that this is all about Simcha and doesn't really care if you're talking about a Birchas HaMitzvah or you're talking about Kana Kelim Chadashim. Now, Rav Shri Ragon would obviously not bat an eyelash at that, and what would Rav Shri Ragon simply respond? Says, your Pinyon Aben Kasha is no Kasha at all, because the idea of Mizman Lizman is a Tanai in Shechianu when it comes to?
Mitzvahs.
Birchus HaMitzvah, exactly. Right? But what I'm saying has absolutely nothing to do with that. Right? My point, right, Sri Ragon says, is that when it comes to the application of a Shachianu to something outside of the realm of mitzvos, what you would certainly need is something that fits the template of the bracha itself. Shachianu, Vikiyamanu, Vigyanu, to what? What does it actually say?
It's mine.
Yeah, that there's something particular about this time. And if randomly at 3:42 p.m. Central Time, 2:42 p.m. Mountain Time, 1:42 p.m. Pacific Time, you happened to acquire, you know, with Kesef, not on the credit card. Too many difficult Shilohs come up from that. But you acquired with cash, you know, I don't know, a helmet, you know, and you deem this to be a kli chashuv, so that has nothing to do with Lazman Hazeh. It's a completely random time. It's 3:42 Central Time. And so the Rav Shri Ragon is saying, a mitzvah is a totally different phenomenon. Okay? You can't ask me a kasha about the random purchase of a kli when I said it has to be no. Shachianu is tied into his mind. And the Balei Tosfos tip a lot of about their view of Shachianu by asking such a kasha with such an obvious distinction to it. They felt all Shachianus were more or less the same across different spheres of brachos, from Birchas HaMitzvah to perhaps Birchos Shevach Ve'odah, in the context of Kelim Chadashim, and they were not bothered by the obvious difference between the cases. So Shri Ragon can be defended, and the Balei Tosfos, from their own point of view, can obviously be defended as well. So, you know, Rav Shri Ragon, presumably, has a much narrower view of the application of Shachianu. What do you control for Perek Haroa? What would you say, again, without further evidence, is the operating premise of Rav Shri Ragon, in terms of the way that he understands Shachianu? He obviously was not willing to go down the path of the Balei Tosfos and just totally rejects the authority of this Gemara in Brachos. Says, throw it out. Ein somchen. We don't accept such a Gemara. It's pretty radical. Shita. Total das yachid. But what must Rav Shri Ragon have believed about the Bracha of Shachianu? Ephraim.
Specifically a mitzvah-oriented bracha.
I think that's a very important piece of it. Okay? That it's oriented towards mitzvos. Okay? Well, and you want to take it half a step further? Not every mitzvah gets a shachianu, not every mitzvah saseh gets a shachianu, but...
literally a mitzvah of man.
Yeah, so you just can just formulate it just a little crisper. It's a bracha, the mechayeh for which...
The mechayeh for the bracha is a mitzvah which only comes at specific zman.
Right, that you're giving a form of shevach to Kadosh Baruch Hu that he's allowed you to live, right? You don't take life for granted. He's allowed you to live to be able to discharge this particular halachic obligation. It's actually very inspirational. Sota Yadalad, give me a connection. Ilan, that was quick to the draw.
Moshe asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go in Eretz Yisrael, so the Gemara says, why did you want to go in to go eat from the Peros, rather to do the mitzvos there?
Right, that there's a certain deep attachment that we have to mitzvos. And the opportunity to perform a mitzvah is itself mechayev, a mitzvah that you can't just do at any random time, right? You wouldn't say this for Talmud Torah, but a mitzvah that you have to wait for. And the nefesh Yehudi is homiyah. The Jewish soul is really yearning. What's the Jewish soul yearning for? That opportunity that God should allow me to live to be able to perform this mitzvah that I can only do on Yud Dalet Adar. This mitzvah that I could only do on Tesvav Nisan. This mitzvah that I could only do on Vav Sivan. A Jew yearns, right? Hopefully part of the experience that we're all having now teaches us to value life more. The question is, why? Just, for its own sake? So the idea is that it's so valuable to be able to live a life of Avodas Hashem. I think the view of Rishvi Ragon is really highly inspirational. So what I like to say is, for Tosvos, the Svara was, because they were living in a world of Shechianu Shel Simcha, what Eitan would refer to as the hipster world, okay? So they were living, in that worldview, so it had to be a mitzvah shel simcha. But if you want to be a little bit pithy about it, Rav Shri Ragon would say, a mitzvah shel simcha, he would say, nah, that's not it, it's the simcha shel mitzvah. It's the joy, perhaps, of being associated, of being afforded the opportunity to have reached a zman that now triggers a certain mitzvah. I mean, Ben Zion, what happens if a person shakes a lulav, on Yud Gimel Cheshvin from a halachic point of view?
Nothing.
Nothing, right? I mean, it's just a meaningless act. Right? A few years ago, before any of you guys were in yeshiva, Nurse Linda was doing a lice check. And she innocently said over the loudspeaker, there were apparently people that didn't show up. So she said over the loudspeaker, she read like seven names. And she said, please come to the nurse's office to have your head examined. Not 15 seconds went by, and Rabbi Adler got on the PA, and he had a longer list, perhaps unrelated to the lice. But he figured, im kvar as kvar. It's a good opportunity, right? So you take a lulav on Yud Gimel Cheshvan, you could make it onto that list. You're not performing an act of halachic significance. Oh! But you're thinking on Yud Gimel Cheshvan. The Jew thinks to himself, says Rav Shri Ragon, if I can make it to next Tishrei, probably be two or three pogroms between now and then, maybe a plague or two, but we can make it to next Tishrei, I'll be able to perform this mitzvah. Dalin minim. Meila will have one for the whole town, but okay. And they lived for that. Shechianu v'kimanu v'hianu l'azman hazeh. Mizman l'zman. The simcha shal mitzvah. Not a mitzvah shal simcha. We have two very different views here amongst the Balei Tosfos. And so, Memela Rav Shriragon, and you could just see him getting worked up over this, says, you're telling me that Chazal were going to take the same bracha associated with Simcha Shal Mitzvah and apply it to your tricycle? Or your sister's dollhouse? Or any material object? Yeah, say Shachianu, it's very nice. But it's a bizoy to the mitzvah. How could you compare Simcha Shal Mitzvah to Simcha of anything else? HaSimcha sheyismach adam b'asiyas ha-mitzvah v'avas ha-kel shetzivah behen avod ha-gedolahi, said one very prominent Rishon. Perhaps a very, very prominent Rishon. So he wasn't going to allow Shechianu to be extended beyond this framework. So the Balei Tosfos said, no, Simcha is always the mechayev for Shechianu, whether it's Simcha Shal Mitzvah, it's got to be a mitzvah that's particularly associated with Simcha, and other kinds of Simcha as well, such as Bayis Chadash or Kelim Chadashim. Yes, Tosfos and Brachos will tell you it has to be not just Kelim Chadashim, but Kelim Chashuvim. But this Rav Shriragon is a critical linchpin shita in our sukkah. Okay, let's hold it up here for a second. Let's go over to Ben Sion. When I asked Sariel this morning, I said, how are things going in the Rothblatt house? He said, things are very quiet. Just so you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why was everybody before Shrigon making this, making Shachianu a din in Simcha? If the words of Bracha don't really say Simcha, like Shanasam li Simcha, like, that's not the pasuk. It makes it sound like it's something of a landmark idea. So this mitzvah idea makes a lot of sense. But why are the other Rishon making this doing this other way?
Right. So I think there's a couple factors. I think, first of all, they did take the Mishnah at face value, right? So again, you could take it at face value and say, yeah, because it's the Chefza itself is Mechayev. Like I've been trying to argue for Tosos, that it has to be, it's Chefza driven and it's a Chefza Chashuv. That's one thing. The second thing is that in the Gemara's discussion, it does use that language of Lekablinu B'Simcha. Admittedly, there it's Hatov Ametiv, but it sounds from the Bavli, as we've discussed many times, that Atov Yametiv and Shachianu are only very technically different. It's just Yachid versus Rabim. So the Gemara does use the term Simcha in this ballpark also. So the consensus amongst Rishonim was that it really did have to do with Simcha. You know, we have the Rambam, we have the Ravid, we have the Rashba. Now we have Tosos themselves, meaning Tosos and Sukkah, and we'll see the Rash is, you know, like, to the hilt with this idea also. So it's a good question. Rav Shriragon would be, you know, cheering you on, Ben Sion. He would say, yeah, I don't get it either. It's not what it says. It says, Lasman Hazeh. The way that I conceptualize Rav Shriragon is that it's such a celebration, it's a Shevach, that Hashem allowed me to reach this Zman so I could perform this mitzvah, which is really a very sublime form of Simcha. Ivdu es Hashem b'simcha. Right? What could be better than that? Okay. So just to see, you know, one more Rishon who made the assumptions that Ben Sion you were making. Let's get him onto the ledger. Menachem, is it okay? I see, by the way, that your I can tell your recovery is even more because I think you've moved now to the chair setting.
Yeah.
Okay. It should only continue. All right. So let's take a look at the Rush.
Yerushalmi Amar Rav Chiya Amar Rabbi Abba Lo Sof Davar Chadashi Ela Afilu Hein Shchakim.
Right, they're shchak, even if they're literally rags. The Hein Chadashim Lo, but
Hein Chadashim Lo. Rav Yaakov Bar Zvido Mishim Rav Chiya Bar Abba Amar Kana Amar Shechianu.
If you're the purchaser, you say Shechianu. Nistelo b'matana omer hatov
ha'meitiv. Lavash omer baruch labisha
rumim. Right. Very difficult line. Tosus was perplexed by that line as well. Tzarachi and the b'gemara didan lo matino hatov ha'meitiv el heicha d'ika acharina b'hadei. So how do you get the tov ha'meitiv just in the context of a matana as opposed to a kinyan? You're the only one who's benefiting. So he has this very inspirational line. Let's try to bring the Yerushalmi and Bavli, you know, together somewhere, you know, around, Aleppo. Okay, so it's actually a very inspirational idea. So who's the one who can figure out, you know, how the Rush wants to synthesize the Bavli and Rishon? Yeah, no, Hatov HaMeitiv is because there's really two people involved here, Akiva.
Well, the person giving it and getting doesn't benefit from in some way and derive simcha from the transaction.
I like what you said. It's really a derivation of simcha. You actually use the word simcha. The Mekabel, what's his simcha?
So he's getting something.
He's the Mekabel Matana, that's obvious. The Nosim, what's his simcha?
So it depends. Either for one situation, it's that he's able to help someone else, but if that person is already doesn't necessarily need what he's giving, so that somebody with the means is still willing to accept his Matana.
So, you know, there's always a certain simcha associated with the joy of giving. You know, an idea the Rambam could get on board with for sure, right? It's this that separates Simchas Mitzvah from Simchas Kreso, Vein Simcha Gedolim Fuar El Sameach. So it's a very beautiful idea. But Ben Ashar, the Rush tips his hand that Shachianu for him has got to all be about
Simcha.
Yeah, there you go, right? He puts it there already. So, you know, it's really extraordinary, right? Because he says, once I'm in the business of synthesizing this Bavli with the Yerushalmi, one can be medayik in the Yerushalmi that you only make the bracha b'shas kinyan, not because it's chefza oriented or kinyan oriented, but because it's simcha oriented, and that's really the shas simcha. I would not have thought that, I admit, intuitively, but how can you be medayik that off the Yerushalmi? Where is that clear in the Yerushalmi? Yenison? Say it better. Say it better. Prove it to me. I mean, we've had that in the Bavli many times, but how does Yerushalmi give the makim a patish?
Maybe you could say that based on the third example.
Not maybe. Yes, dispositively. That's how you know. Since there's a separate bracha b'shas levisha, so of course it has to be that the shachianu we're saying bedavka is bisman kinyan. So, because the Rush was so convinced that the whole sugya was about Simcha, and he was into this Yerushalmi, so he pinned it down and he said, oh, so it must be the Iker's man Simcha is really this man HaKinyan. Like my friend on the way back from Shul on Friday night. It's a transaction. That's why I'm still doing this. Okay? That's the Iker's man Simcha. The Simchas Halev. Using the nice little flourish there at the end from the Rush, right? In a bracha al Simchas Halev, Shu Sameach b'kniyaso, and then he says, Gishamim, it's perfect. B'shas Yeridas and Avabi Shena Nasa Nikeres Miyad, right? The Gishamim, when they come, they bring with them all that outpouring of joy from the farmers and their families and their dependents. And they frolic in the rains, even though, of course, the rains can't, you know, bring the crop right away. But they know that the rains, there's Gishmei Bracha, and they dance in the puddles. So the Rush, again, totally consistently taking the perspective of Simcha, not the first time. Again, put him on the ledger now with Tosus and Sukkah. Put him on the ledger with the Rashba, with the Ravid. With our assumption about the Rambam, right? That's why it's Rabbi Yochanan for the Lishna Kama, not the Lishna Basra, because maybe he just felt that was a bridge way too far to traverse, kind of a chazer v'kana, is that really going to have the same simcha associated with it? Exactly the svaras harashba, but willing to paskin, you know, exactly the way that he learned, and there the Rambam. And Rosh Shrira going, you know, banging on the glass from outside the sugya. They've locked him out. He's in the penalty box, but he's banging on the glass saying, like Ben Sion said, Shechianu v'kiyamanu v'kiyanu l'zman hazeh. He's holding up a sign. It says, show me the simcha. They lower the shades. They close him. And, you know, he's tapping it out in Morse code. You know, where does it say simcha? You know, they send security to remove him. You know, but he won't be removed. So that's the drama of the Shita of Shriber Gaon. Okay, so likewise, the Rush, okay, so the Zman HaBracha, he's very passionate about. Okay, so let's take a look at one more. Okay, one more Rush. Let's make sure to get it in here. Yehuda, take it away. And then we'll have plenty of time for questions. I just want to establish this last point in the Rush. Okay, he thinks it's a good answer. The Rashba and the Rambam would beg to differ. I think here we go. So near the Ri.
Of Nira Luri, the Davka be Kilim Chashuvim to Kilim Chadashim, a Mashma Dumya de Be Chadash, of Al Dabar Katan, she in a Hashiv, Kolkaf Kamo Mina Alien Vana Vanafalaot, Vahaluk, Shal Ashtan, Yotibaze, Eotar Lavaria Shahiana, and the Yira Li, Ha Kolofi Mashahu Adam Dish, Ani Sumach Vahaluk, Yotar Mi Ashir, be Kilim Chashuvim, Kida.
Could the Isa ben Darim perak on the other minam avushal the Rabbi Yehuda shlo ha'isa lo ala glima ve'ua
what ala glima ve'ua v'chad nafka debaisu l'shuka mixa bay v'chad nafik Rabbi Yehuda letzaloi hu mixa matzle v'chad mixa bay hava mevarek baruch she atani ma'el l'fi shahaya chashuv alav k'me'el l'asher.
So the Rush says about the Bali Atosos, I will meet you exactly halfway. I'm going to go along with this Lishna Basra, Rabbi Yochanan idea, but I am not a Chefza man. I'm not. I'm oriented towards Simchas HaGavra. So I will say, yeah, Kana V'Chazar V'Kana is going to be Mevarech HaShachiyanu, but it really is all Taloi Ba'asher Hu Adam. It's all taloi on the Simchas Halev, l'shitaso. So yeah, kana v'chazer v'kana could very well, under certain circumstances, be mechayev v'shechianu, and it has nothing to do with the objective status of the kli, but it has everything to do with who you are as a person. You know, Rabbi Yehuda was so poor that in his little rag, his raggedy rag, that he, you know, he would put on only for davening purposes, like Rabbi Shimon or Yochai in the cave, right? They would learn, you know, covered their body in sand, so they would have these little rags that could daven in that wouldn't wear out over the 12 years. So, you know, his little raggedy rag, you know, he would say a bracha over with such joy. So the Rosh says, you know, I'm, you know, going to tell my story and I'm sticking to it. And my story is about Simchas Halev, which I think explains the Zman HaBracha, Bishas Kinyan, and it also explains the fact that I think that there's just no difference between Kelim Chadashim, Chashuvim, and Shchakim. And yes, I have rehabilitated the Yerushalmi, and I've rehabilitated the Yerushalmi from every direction, right? I've explained how you could make the argument that Matana and Kinyan are going to be different, because Matana really does involve two, because it's not just the Mekabel, but it's also the Nosein, right, for the Rosh. I've rehabilitated the Yerushalmi in terms of the perspective of Shchakim, and I'm willing to paskin that way. So he says, yeah, I'll go along with Rif and Tosvos and the conclusion of the Rashba, that it's Rabbi Yochanan Liba Lishna Basra, but the fact pattern has to support it. There has to be a Simchas Halev And if it's the usher's third Lamborghini, and he's like, eh, this one's not that cool. I'm just doing it because, you know, what would they say about me on social media if I don't have the new Lamborghini? And then he went to the Rosh and he said, Rebbe, should I say a bracha? The Rosh would say, no, there's no Simchas Halev. You're not even excited about it. And by the way, you're over Bal Tashchis Doraisa for wasting your money in such a ridiculous manner. Okay, so Ad Kan. We said a lot today. We did Rosh Hashanah and we did the Bal Yatosos and Sukkah. We did the Rosh. We've got now the full spectrum of views in the Rishonim. So tomorrow we'll take the next step, probably just think a little bit about the tour tomorrow. And